Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Stuart Rosenthal joins me from the Beacon newspaper. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric.
All right, so each month we chat about something, each week actually, something from the Beacon newspaper. What do we have today?
Let's talk about a couple of health stories.
Okay.
Our Dear Pharmacist column, written by an actual pharmacist, is about photosensitivity that's caused by certain kinds of drugs. The fact that we have to be aware of the reaction that our skin has to the sun when you're on certain medications.
Right.
And you'd be amazed how many medications cause this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it can vary from, you know, very mild, you know, rash or tingling or something to intense sunburn to even permanent skin damage. And it's a whole wide range.
Mm.
And what's especially odd about it, according to this the pharmacist, is that it's very individual. It can happen for three or four times, you won't have a problem. The next time, boom, you have a terrible reaction.
Hmm.
Even on the same medication, the same issues. So the point of the story is to say, here are lists of different types of drugs, antibiotics, antidepressants, allergy medications, blood pressure medications, diabetic drugs, birth control pills, statin, diuretics, anti-inflammatories, all kinds of drugs. And she gives names of all the different ones that can cause these kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should ask your pharmacist, you know, what do I need to be aware of? Probably have to cover up extra heavy when you go outside into the sun.
Right.
Make sure you wear a broad-brimmed hat. You know, just take a lot of care.
It's so important to protect your skin. And we don't understand the impact of our diet on how our skin will react
exactly.
to sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different skin disorders that we see consistently now on the television, some treatment for eczema or psoriasis or otherwise.
The heart breakup,
you know. The itching, the swelling,
yes.
all these different things.
I understand.
It's
right,
awful.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Yeah.
So there are things you can do to protect yourself. Just be aware that can be the result if you don't protect yourself.
Good. What else?
Plantar fasciitis. That's a big name, but it's something people are pretty familiar with, I guess. That's the pain in the bottom of your foot.
Mm-hmm.
There's that sort of piece of tissue that connects your heel to your toes and runs right under the bottom of the ball of your foot.
Right.
And women who wear high heels or people who run a lot or who jump for, you know, sports or whatever can find that becomes extremely sore and painful.
Right.
What's happening is that there are little tiny tears forming in the that part of the tissue, mm-hmm. and they can't heal because of the continued problems that they're being faced with. So what can you do? There are lots of different treatments. The article isn't really covering all the different treatments. It says, you know, try everything else there is. I mean, they include physical therapy and protecting your foot with a extra pad and having a cortisone injection, whatever. But if nothing else seems to work, ultrasound treatment can really be very effective.
I can tell you it does.
My
wife had plantar fasciitis in probably 8-9 years ago. Got a ultrasound.
Right.
Yes, thank you. Like the same thing you would see the baby in the tummy.
Yes.
But you do it to the bottom of the foot,
mm-hmm.
and it breaks up the scar tissue.
Yes.
And after one treatment, she was all better.
That's great.
It's just amazing. And she and I can tell you, just trying to stretch her foot, help her to stretch it, it was worth it to get that done.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a lot of effort just to stretch to try to cause the healing, but this breaks it up very nicely.
Yes. It's a minimally invasive treatment.
Mm.
You know, a little tiny incision and a little probe goes in, and it's guided by ultrasound so you can see what you're doing. And they just send out the sound waves to break up that part of the tissue.
Well, you know, and this is different, actually, now that you mention it. We did it outside the skin of the foot.
Oh, okay.
So this is actually going inside. And
yes, nowadays they do that.
Okay. So it's probably a little bit more direct treatment. You can get right to the issue.
Right, and it sucks out the broken up tissue directly as well. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
Good. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper. Your free publication can be found at over 1,800 locations?
Mm-hmm.
So 1,800 locations. You can find it at doctor's offices, churches, synagogues, and retirement communities, as well as many other lovely places.
Yes, give us a call if you can't find one near you. We'll tell you where to go.
That's 301-949-9766. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
By the way, happy Father's Day to you as well. It is a great day to honor your dad as you're listening. Think of it, if you haven't called your dad yet this morning, don't be afraid to call right away and make that call early. It's always fresh. It's something for your dad to think about all day that you've already talked to him versus calling late in the day. So make the call early. Tell your dad thanks. If you haven't talked to your dad for a long time, call him today. You know, what's the harm in just calling and saying happy Father's Day? All right. So quiet listening. Those of you who are, you know, the paralysis of analysis, we call it, when you're just always analyzing, I'm not ready yet, I'm not ready to move. Well, there are three phases in selling your home. there's the coaching phase, there is the marketing phase, and then there's the escrow phase. So in the coaching phase, I guide people sometimes years in advance to get their homes ready to go on the market. I've met with several couples over the last couple of weeks who are not going to sell until probably 2020. I know, you think, wow, that's amazing. Well, frankly, it's not, because they need that much time to get their homes ready. They're not in a great rush. They wanted the guidance. They want to know what to do and what to get rid of. But they have a firm idea of when they're going to move. They're moving to a specific location where there's a couple of properties that are going to be available in 2020, and they want some guidance now. They're referred by somebody else who listens to the show here. So don't be afraid to call us now. Even if you're off a couple years, it's okay. We'll come out, we'll do a walkthrough with you and tell you what will make you money. Put a dollar here and get $2 back. Otherwise, don't do it. Right? That number is 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. Now, let's jump back for a second and chat about the as-is house, the quiet listing. We wrote a guide called the As-Is Guide, specifically to give you ideas on how to not focus on the condition of your property, to sell the property. Yeah, there's some things you can do basically, and I think that those basic things you do could make a difference, but we can't always do them. I had a home for sale in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and the owner is a regular listener to the show, and he and his wife had only bought the home just 12, 13 years ago. But in that period of time, their health had declined, the stability of their marriage had declined, and their accumulation increased. So that as you walked into the house, his smoking habit was sort of everywhere in the house, piles of stuff in the house, a ceiling coming down in the living room. Now, again, this isn't a moral observation on my part. This is just me observing that this is the way that they're living. And you know what? They can't live that way any longer. They're not healthy, and they know it, but they feel stuck because together they're not working, and together they're not getting stuff out. And so they needed somebody, an intermediary, to step in, make a house call. I'm a house doctor. So I walked in, told them what we were going to do. You know, we sold the house as is, and we did it without the buyer even walking in the front door. And we still got a great price for them. It doesn't require you to do anything to your home to sell it. What it requires is some thinking outside the box about the opportunity. Sure, you can put a sign up. You can put it in the MLS. You can put it in hundreds of web addresses, and you can drive people's attention to your property in traditional means. But sometimes it's just not the right fit. And sometimes I'll have listings where we're just not going to get ready for a long time, and this is an approach that we take while we're getting ready. I had a gentleman who had sadly lost his wife, and he was referred to me by another seller, and I listed his home. We had not gone on the open market yet. There was no sign, there was no lockbox, and we promoted through word of mouth and through a network of agents, we promoted that we had a property in this particular neighborhood coming on the market. A week later, I got an email from an agent who had a buyer who was looking for that neighborhood, asked permission to see the property. So we walked them through the property, managing their expectations, okay, important, telling them that the house is worse than it really is, so that when they walk in, they're pleasantly surprised. You know, it's all about managing expectations. If you make people think that a house is actually worse than it is, when they walk in, they go, well, this is a lot better than I thought it was going to be. So the buyer made an offer, and we countered that offer to full price, and we were above market in our listing price. The buyer wanted the house. They wanted the neighborhood. They paid the price, and they gave our seller 2 months to rent the property back to make his move. There were boxes everywhere. The walls hadn't been painted. There was grief in the house. It was hard for him to live there. So the quiet listening is a good tool. And if you don't know about it, want more information, and want to talk with us about it, you can call us at 800-900-9104. We have a person on call all the time to take your call and then direct the message where it should go. So that's 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. You can see all of our listings at ericstewartgroup.com. You can also search the internet, download our guides, listen to our radio shows, so much more. Hey, I'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more right after this.